I'm Mary Angish with gardening expert Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
We are overflowing with listeners' gardening questions. So are you up for a lightning round of questions?
I'm always up for lightning rounds of questions. Yes, bring them on.
Remove your straw hat and put on some sweatbands, and here we go. Lightning round question number one from Nevin in South Hero. Nevin writes, I'll be planting flowers and vegetables in two 12 by 48 inch raised beds. How should I arrange them? What's the best soil or compost?
Orient them north-south. I think in this case, it probably doesn't matter too much because they're so narrow, but north-south is good so you don't get any shading. And as far as the soil goes, I would do a mix of topsoil and compost, maybe a 50-50 mix or 60-40 topsoil compost mix. Then you should be good to go.
Next question from Anne. Anne writes, I rake my gardens in the spring. I also pull the canes in last year's dead foliage. Loose, matted leaves seem to be an ideal medium for chickweed, sheep sorrel, grass creeping in. Even chopped leaves used as mulch are a mineral deterrent. Anne writes, I started out not raking, thinking the leaves would be good mulch. It was a revelation when I tried raking. It got rid of weeds. Many gardening advice sources now recommend not raking. What do I do?
I would give the leaves another chance, especially if you have leaves that are thick leaves, like oak leaves. Those are the kind that are best to chop up a little bit and then use them as a mulch. I think what's happening, Anne, is that when you're raking and cleaning it up, you are uprooting the chickweed and all the other weeds that are there. So what I would suggest is to leave the leaves there, shred them up, leave them there, leave the plants there. And in the spring, when you're going in to remove those leaves, you know, then you can kind of rake it out a little bit, and that would probably get rid of the weeds. And then you can put more leaves or other mulches back in that garden.
Sharon writes, I live in the new north end of Burlington. My backyard used to be smooth, but it's now lumpy and bumpy with patches of missing grass. About 2 weeks ago, I put down Grub X, but the grass has not grown back. What's happening? How can I flatten out the lumps so I can mow my lawn with a mower, not getting hung up on a lump?
Lumpy grass. I hate that. So you put the Grub X down, so there's probably no more grubs down there that are causing the problem. Now it's time to overseed and build up that grass again. So I would come in with some topsoil, put a layer, 3 to 4 inch thick layer over the grassy area, enough so that you don't cover the existing lawn that's there, and then overseed with a grass seed that's similar to what you're growing. And if you have a shady area, I would use a fescue seed, a creeping or sheep fescue. That's good in a shady spot. And then keep it well watered, and hopefully that's going to create a nice, thick, lush lawn that you won't have problems with in the future.
Dot writes, when I was pruning my hydrangeas, I kept finding branches that were black on the end and had a hole in the middle. Do you know what causes this?
Probably a fungal disease, anthracnose or something like that. Not uncommon to see that on hydrangeas. As long as the branches that you're cutting back were still alive and other branches on your tree or your shrub look okay, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I would just probably do a good pruning so you open it up a lot, get good airflow in there. That will prevent the disease from coming back, and of course remove those disease branches.
Linda writes, it's been raining for 3 days. There's standing and running water in much of my veggie garden. There's 2+ inches of water running over the surface, so I can slide my gloved hand down the roots of dandelions and pull the whole root out. Other weeds coming up equally easy. I wonder if it'll work on multiflora roses. I'll have heavy elbow-length gloves, loppers, and the rain is supposed to continue.
Yeah, Linda, go for it. I mean, that's great. It's an ode to a wet garden. It's a perfect time to pull out any of those weeds with really strong roots, and even ones that have the underground roots like quackgrass. I can just pull those out and it'll go for feet just going down, pulling that root out. So that's going to help you in the long term. If you go after the multiflora rose, God bless you, because they're a tough plant and they've got a lot of thorns. But if you can get in there and pull out that root system, that'll be much better than leaving it.
And Allison in Lincoln writes, if I'm trying to use the no-dig technique, but I want to use a cover crop like winter rye like I did last fall, how do I plant without turning over the 6-inch tall winter rye?
Yeah, if you've got winter rye coming up because you planted it last fall, you're going to have to mow it down really low and then get some clear plastic and cover it. Bake it, basically, to kill it, because mowing it alone will not be enough. It'll keep regrowing. And hopefully after a week or so of doing that, you'll kill that winter rye. In the future, for no-dig gardening, to use cover crops, use ones that naturally die back, like oats, crimson clover, buckwheat, peas, and beans. You plant those in the fall, they'll grow up, they'll die, and then in the spring, all you have to do is put compost over them.
And one last one, Barb writes in to ask, when do I prune my thyme plants?
a couple weeks ago, but you could probably still do it now. You want to prune thyme plants heavily by a third or a half to get away from having so much woody growth in there. You want to start stimulating new growth that'll come up, and that'll be much better for harvesting and for the plant in general.
If you've got gardening questions, send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org, and listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.